All right, everybody, we're back for another blind with my amazing wife, Toni.
Hello.
And you said you were going to do a shout out.
I went to a yoga retreat a couple weeks ago and had some friends tell me they've been watching these podcasts, the ones I'm on, and said I looked scared. And I just want to let you know, girls, I'm okay. And I didn't mean to make that scared face and that I didn't want to be on it. I do.
Okay.
Just as long as it's not every
day. We're not doing every night like I do?
No.
Okay. I can take once a month or every couple weeks or something.
Yeah, once a month.
That's good. Okay, so I pulled out some tequilas that I know that you like. And maybe one you haven't tried would be my guess. I don't believe you've had Corrido.
Yeah, I don't think so.
And I know you like Atanasio. We drank it at Atanasio, mm-hmm. right? And yep. I already know you like Fortaleza.
Yes.
And I believe one of your best favorite repos.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Now, the last time we did this, somebody complained that we weren't drinking the same ones at the same time. And the reason is we are doing this on a low budget production and our production people aren't here to pour them for us. So you had to pour my four. And I had to pour your four, and we can't tell each other that they're in the same order, then it wouldn't be blind anymore.
Yeah.
So I apologize if you watched last time and went, it was hard to follow because you weren't drinking the same thing. I agree. There isn't a way to do it unless somebody wants to volunteer and come and be our pour person.
Any takers?
And pour, P-O-U-R. Not. Well, I guess I'm not going to get paid, so it'd be pour as well. All right. So Atanasio. One of our favorite tequilas coming up $15.99, made by Renee and Chassid in the lowlands just outside of the town of Tequila. And then Corrido, Nom 1412, master distiller, one of our friends, Oscar Vasquez now. Mm-hmm. So really excited about that. Fortaleza, I mean, everybody already knows Fortaleza. It's amazing. It's a lowlands. And then Siempre, which is our friend Sergio Cruz, and of course, Alex and Monica, one of the greatest tequila brand owners out there. So we're excited about seeing which one turns out to be the best one.
Yeah, but can I just say, I already know which one's Atanasio.
Because it's so dark?
Yeah, so I can tell, yes.
Well, we're going by flavor.
Okay.
So you know one of them. I really, maybe. Corrido's pretty dark. I guess we'll see. So, which one?
Okay, on the camera they don't look. But yeah, I feel this one looks the darkest, so I think that's.
Awesome. Well, last time I picked which one was my favorite one, and it was last, and I thought it'd be first. Remember?
Right. So, I'm not saying that that's my favorite.
No, I understand because you haven't tasted yet. Mine are kind of hidden back here as well, but we're keeping it in the camera. The camera guy said, which was me, to keep it all right there. And then the audio guy said to make sure we talk into the mic.
Yeah, so I hope.
That was me too.
It's on, right?
It's on, yeah.
Okay,
so do you want to start outside or inside? Outside? All right, let's do it. Bam. Okay, so let's do a nose on the first one here. Dog, I get a lot of barrel and a lot of cooked agave. What do you get? You always say they're like the most non-tequila good smells.
Yeah, but it smells good.
Give it a taste.
I'll give it a taste because I can't say what I smell.
I think by the taste, I know what this one is. But I have to taste through the rest of them to know for sure. But that's really good. That is whatever the first one that I had, which is, I'm going to call it number four because yours is number four.
Oh.
So am I number one? Okay. So I did mine.
Well, I didn't
know. I did mine the same way. 1, 2, 3, 4. So yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. So this one's really good. Let's do that second one.
Okay. My nose must not.
Your smeller's not working, right?
Not working.
That's okay. Neither's my do not disturb. I've got everything on do not disturb and every phone call, text message, and message comes through. I don't know how to. If someone could teach me how to work do not disturb, DM me, please. Mmm. Mmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little malolactic. It's got this in the nose. It's got this buttery, creamy taste. That's really good. This one's really good.
This I'm not a fan of right now.
Okay.
but I can't tell you what.
Your smeller's not working 100%.
The taste wasn't good.
Well, that's not a good sign. Oh. These two are neck and neck right now. One and two are, I don't know which one. I don't know which one I'd want to drink less of. Okay, what about the next one? I think I know what that one is by the smell.
It smells good.
Yeah? Yeah, mine's, we may be smelling the same thing, I guess, because this smells really good too. Real cooked agave. I don't really get any barrel smell, a lot of vanilla.
Yeah, I think you might have the same one.
That's just good agave smell.
Yeah.
Yeah, like just really good cooked agave.
I smell like butterscotch.
Mm.
Do you?
I taste butterscotch. Yeah, that's got a nice sweetness to it, too. I got to say, I don't know what... I don't know that I'm going to be able to rate these. This one's funkier. This one's got more barrel.
I could taste the barrel. I wonder if this is the same as that.
It's got a great barrel taste, but it's got a really good agave taste as well. And it's got a lot of minerality. You did smaller pours for me. Okay, I'm going to do a taste back through. And then this is going to be the official line them up.
Second time through, that's better.
Okay, there. We got us some water, right? Because sometimes you just need to cleanse that palate a little bit. Might as well do it with my favorite water. This is my favorite water. Maybe we get I'm open for water sponsorships. Okay, so we're going to taste back through them one more time. Okay. I'm going to actually go the opposite direction this time. Man, that's buttery. That one's buttery and creamy. That's really good.
I'm wondering if we do have the same on that one.
Yeah, do you feel buttery and creamy and agave and a little bit of barrel, not a lot?
Barrel, I don't taste the agave so much.
I'm going to say this one is Fortaleza.
Yeah?
That's my guess.
I'd have to look at my notes.
Well, I'll have to look at my notes. Okay.
Although that one was buttery and creamy too.
That's yeah, but I get funny. Some cinnamon in that one.
Is this the one I said butterscotch earlier?
I think so.
Because I tasted the butterscotch.
I get some cinnamon in that one too.
Well, we're not drinking, maybe not drinking the same thing either. This one smells good this time. I can smell it.
Yeah, it smells like malolactic.
It's so weird each time they smell different. And then you get a teeny bit of a different taste each time.
That's why I love this stuff so much. It's always changing. Like every time you taste through them, they're so good. Okay, I got one more to do. So I'm going to move this out of the way here a little bit. Because we're going to want to put our numbers up in front of us here. So, okay, so number two for me.
Wait.
This is this one. Number one, three, number four. And honestly, all of these are so good that this is hard to choose from because they...
You can tell, I mean, that you like them all.
Yeah, I like every one of them. I mean, it's the difference between one and two, three and four is like, if this is a 10, this is a 9.9. This is like a 9.8 and a half, and this is a 9.8 3/8.
So the one you liked the best,
yes,
which you thought was, what do you think?
Fortaleza.
It was.
Okay. Number two I thought was Siempre.
Corito.
Really?
Yeah.
Number four is Athanasio.
Yes.
Or number three is Athanasio. Yeah, and then Siempre. So that's Siempre. That's so stupid. Like, dang it. Like, you just never know what you know what you're drinking. That's just so crazy.
Because it tastes different each time.
It does. Maybe, and it's so different when it's blind.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me your number one. Okay. Number one, Siempre, which you always pick Siempre as your favorite repo.
And then I was going to do Athanasio number two.
Okay, so Athanasio number two.
And then this one, number three.
1412.
Is that Corito?
Corito.
And then?
So Fortaleza is your least favorite.
This is the one that I just didn't have a good taste. Maybe it's the glass.
I don't think it's the glass. I think it's just what your taste buds are telling you.
My taste buds today, yeah.
So there you go. So that really tells you that when you pick up a brand and you think that it's the best one, that it might not be. And, you know, I love Fortaleza. And Fortaleza is definitely a phenomenal brand, right? Like, how do you go wrong with Fortaleza? But when you put it in a blind... Maybe you find out that Siempre, right, has a better flavor profile for you. I know that I like all of these tequilas, and They're so hard to pick out and their flavor profiles are so good. So this is fun.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing it with me, Tone.
So see you in 4 weeks.
Or Saturday.
No.
Okay. Probably. Couple weeks. All right. Well, thanks for tuning in, everybody. I hope you guys enjoyed this blind. If you have a recommendation of a blind that you'd like us to do together, just put it in the comments. If you've had these four tequilas and you want to tell us which ones you think are the best, put those in the comments as well. And if you ever have any questions about how we do our show or how we do any of this stuff, DM me. And if you're a brand that would like to have your brand featured on Tasting Tequila with a Brett, send me a message. And thanks for tuning in, everybody. Cheers, babe. Let's do like we did last time.
Do
you remember?
We blended
them. We made a blend of every one of the high proofs. These are reposados, right? Yeah. So we just made our own blend of reposado. Don't you feel like Oscar Vazquez or Renee or Sergio right now? No, me either. I don't feel like that either.
Okay, salut.
Cheers. The blend is always better, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. You take four great tequilas and blend them together, and what do you get?
One great one.
One great tequila. All right. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Have a great night.